This week's parsha goes through most of the makis the constant repetition of a maka comes, Paro says, yeah, take the maka away, go, changes his mind, there's another maka, over and over. At the beginning of the parasha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu what's going to happen. Rotesi, vitalti, vigalti, vilakachti, vehevesi. And he writes there, "Vilakachti eschem liliyam, vayisi lachem lelokim, vidatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem alotzi eschem mitachas sivos mitzrayim." You're going to know that I'm Hashem, and then I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. The tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the purpose of it all, is to really get into our innards, the reality of Hashem being our Hashem, being on our side, that Hashem is in control of all, that Hashem is in control of heaven and earth, that there is no other power, total clarity for Klal Yisrael. And that we understand. That we understand the purpose of our being in Mitzrayim was to give us a shot of emunah that will last till the end of days. Everything is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Aseres HaDibros, the Gilui, the revelation at Sinai, begins with the Anochi, where Hashem identifies Himself as the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. That's fine, and that makes sense, and that we relate to, and we're appreciative of. But there's another theme that keeps repeating itself. That is a bit puzzling. Vani akshe slave paro verbesias oso saivas mofsai beres mitzroim. I will make the heart of paro hard. Velo yishma aleichem paro. He won't listen to you. Venasati es yodim mitzroim. And Hashem is going to hit Mitzrayim. I'll take the Jews out with big plagues. The Yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, and Mitzrayim will know. That we should be ma'aminim, that Klal Yisrael should have emunah so deeply ingrained in itself, to the point that a Jew till the end of days basically knows of Hashem's existence and feels close to Hashem, unless he runs away from it. And it doesn't take all that much to make him realize that he already has a connection with Hashem. That it's so deep, we can understand that it was worth it. Who needs the V'yadu Mitzrayim? The Jews have to stay there in Egypt. The Yodu Mitzrayim. So the Egyptians should know. Did I get them? That they should know. Take us out of there. Why do we need the Egyptians know? What's the importance of it? And listen, once they're gone, they'll know. All we're talking about is Olam Hazeh. Once someone dies, there's no doubt as to what happens. And when did the Egyptians really know, anyway? They ran out after the Jews into the Yam Suf. So when did they really find out? So for the extra minute or two, between when they drown in the Yam and when they find themselves out of this world, that's what we needed it for. Hashem has to harden his heart. Why is that so essential? One has to say that it's not for the sake of the Egyptians. The V'yadu Mitzrayim is for us. We have to see the Egyptians knowing. We have to see that the Egyptians learned the lesson. We, the we of the Jews that were there then, we, the eternal Jewish nation, we have to know that they knew. We have to see that they saw. Okay. Why do we have to know that they knew? Why did we need that feeling of, yeah, they learned their lesson? It's like revenge. What is this? Why do we need this? There's a process. The Egyptians said, Mi Hashem. They denied it, tried proving them with sticks and snakes and plagues. And Hashem hardened their heart. And ultimately they knew. You know, when we walk around and we've got our Jews to take care of, but when we see the rest of the world not knowing what's doing, how do we deal with that? How do we deal with the fact that the nations of the world missed it? We know that everybody has at least a Sheva Mitzvahs, an awareness that there's a creator is very much part of that. The Rambam writes that if a non-Jew observes the Sheva Mitzvahs because he believes in them, he feels they're right. They make sense to him. He avoids idolatry because he knows it's silly. Doesn't kill, doesn't steal. He believes in it. He feels that this is the way to run a just society. So the Rambam says he is not one of the Hasidei Umas HaOlam. He's not one of the righteous Gentiles. So who is? According to the Rambam, the only way a non-Jew is fulfilling his obligation of observing the Sheva Mitzvahs is if he believes that there was a revelation at Sinai where the Jews were taught that all the rest of humanity has to observe Sheva Mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, he's got to know that there was a revelation, and that's how we know it. Otherwise, just to say it on his own, no. He's got to know that there was a commandment. If it's just because he feels that way, no, that's not enough. He's got to know that humanity was commanded to do this. And where were they commanded? Noach was. And how do you know that? Because the Jews were told that at Sinai. How come? How come? Ever since Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, things have changed. There's only one way that any human being can establish a relationship with Hashem, a real one, and that is through the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Humanity has only one option. Why? Why is that? Is that what Avraham Avinu needed? That was what Hashem tells Avraham. You are now going to be the address. All of humanity will establish their relationship with Hashem through you. How come? Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, and Chazal say b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. The world was created in a way that there had to be a nation that's going to end up being what we are. Hashem did not create the world in a way that each man for himself. Hashem created the world in a way that there's got to be a Klal Yisrael. That there's going to have to be a nation that will emerge on the basis of somebody starting it, somebody developing a relationship with Hashem of the level, the caliber of Avraham Avinu, and there's going to be a Klal Yisrael, and that's going to teach the world. This is not Mikra. It didn't just so happen to be that way. It's got to be that way. When Avraham Avinu was chosen, he was that person. In all of our tefillos, when we talk about Hashem revealing Himself, we talk about Him revealing Himself as Hashem Elokei Yisrael. All the nations of the world are going to say Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Why? It's got to be through a nation. In this case, it's got to be through Avraham Avinu. The tachlis of the creation was Hashem revealing Himself in this world through humanity. And of course, thus giving Hashem the ability to give His chesed, and so on. Hashem created the world in a way that it was humanity that's got to do it. Bishvil Yisrael, shenikra reishis. It's not that Hashem will come and reveal Himself. He could have done that from day one. Why didn't Hashem just create the world in a way that everything was obvious? Hashem created the world in a way that we'd have to work to discover Him. He helps us along. But there's a very important principle here. It's got to come through humanity. And with all of Hashem's miracles, it's got to come through humanity. Klal Yisrael was promised by way of Hashem's choosing Avraham Avinu that it would be through us. Here Moshe Rabbeinu is being told, we've got to be part of this. Hashem can just go and reveal Himself. The revelation to Mitzrayim is through the Jews. The revelation of Mitzrayim has to be through us. We are going to fulfill that by hardening His heart and having us stay on there and run after us and finally in the last second seeing that we were victorious. Of course, it's Hashem performing miracles, but through us. We were told that in this last exile, this galus, we are going to be strewn all over the world. Jews will be everywhere. And indeed we are. And we're hated everywhere. And one day, every nation on earth is going to have to apologize. Every nation on earth is going to come to a realization Hashem is going to reveal Himself. How? They're all going to gang up on Yerushalayim. That's what's going to happen in the end of days. The revelation's got to come through us. Of course, through Hashem's miracles, but through us. Ever since Avram Avinu was chosen, Hashem reveals Himself to the world through us. We have to be part of it. We have to be the ones that are Mekadesh Shem Shamayim by way of our actions or by way of what Hashem does for us. When we're in Golis, Hashem calls it a Chilul Hashem. We're being Mechalel His name. When they say, this is the Am Hashem that left His land. The fact that we're in Golis is a Chilul Hashem. And the Geula is going to be a Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, this is not just a privilege. The privilege meant that we have to be in Mitzrayim. We have to stay in Mitzrayim. And they have to learn. And we got to be in Golis. And we got to be everywhere in Golis. Klal Yisrael's role in the world is that the revelation to all of mankind is through us. And everything Hashem does for the sake of being Megala Himself, revealing Himself, is now through us. We carry that burden. But we have a choice. We could be a light unto the nations because of whom we are, or we can teach them a lesson because of how we suffer and then come back. Part of the responsibility of the fact that we're in Golis is the Chilul Hashem until we warrant the Geula. Another thing that we're held responsible for, and the Navi says that, is the fact that by remaining in Golis, by not earning for ourselves Geula, we're Mechalel Shem Shamayim in the world. If we daven for Gilui Shechina, we understand that what we're saying is that the present state of Golus is responsible for people not knowing that Hashem is Hashem. It is our responsibility to come out of that and humanity will learn. But bottom line, it's all up to us. Hashem will not reveal Himself independently of Klal Yisrael. It's all through Klal Yisrael. Every individual Jew, and certainly the nation as a whole, carries that burden. Kiddush Shem Shamayim in the world will only be through us. If not through us, it's Hashem doing it Himself. And that was not the purpose of the Bria. The purpose of the Bria was our bringing the Shem Shamayim into the world. Our earning. Creation of man is to give man the ability to earn. It's got to come through mankind. And the way it comes through mankind is through Klal Yisrael. Because Hashem chose Avram. So Hashem reveals Himself. But only through us. He reveals Himself through us. And it's up to us to determine just how He's revealing Himself. It's a mighty responsibility. It means we've got the chiyuv. We have the responsibility to see to it that Hashem could perform miracles to us so that there'll be clarity to the world. We've got to earn that. We've got to be the ones bringing Hashem's presence here. He won't do it without us. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jews, V'yodu Mitzrayim, Hashem is going to do all these things to you. He's going to prevent Paro from sending you out of here. Why? In order that Paro knows through you, through Klal Yisrael. Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only for Klal Yisrael, but it was also to give Klal Yisrael the ability to bring Hashem's name into all the world. Shamu Anu Yirgazun, The whole world. This is all part of the Tachlis. The Jew has to recognize that the plight of the Jewish nation is not just a matter for, it's a Jewish problem. It's not just a Jewish problem. The plight of the Jewish nation is the plight of humanity. It's the state of humanity. It's existence. We carry the responsibility of having to change the world literally. Not just getting Jews to do tshuva. Not just getting ourselves to be closer to Hashem. But the entire state of Gilui Shekhinah in the world is totally dependent on us. So when we read all the different predictions of Achris Hayomim and we wonder, are we there? Are we on our way there? What's going on? We recognize that the whole world is going to be in turmoil and the Jews are going to be right at the center of things. At least we understand why. It means as we get closer to the end of days, there will have to ultimately be that Gilui Shekhinah, because that was the Tachlis of Bria. That was the purpose of our being here. And it must come through us. But we have a choice. It can come through us in a positive way, or come through us in a difficult way. That's in our hands. Hashem will have to reveal Himself. And through us. And we are the ones that choose whether He'll reveal Himself to all humanity through us in a beautiful way, because Klal Yisrael is coming home, because Klal Yisrael is once again Klal Yisrael and is worthy of all the miracles, or because Klal Yisrael will be so tormented, finally the nations of the world are going to say, you know, you're right. It's up to us. It's up to us to choose which way we're going to be Megala Shem Shemayim in the world. But ultimately, Shem Shemayim is going to be on the map through us. Through us. Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. The world knew through us. Kabbalah Satorah was through us. That there's a Bible that a good part of the world is into. It's through us that there is any concept of morality and values in the world. It's because of us. And ultimately, the Gilui Shekhinah will be through us. Every single Jew not only has responsibility for himself and the communal responsibility for Klal Yisrael, but we're really responsible for the entire existence, for the whole Bria. Yodu Mitzrayim Kani Hashem.